Today I'm being joined by the proprietor of Slade Fisheries, Lee Slade. How are you, mate?
I'm well, Eric. How are you today?
Good. So let's talk about the reform process and particularly what's happening with the scallop fishery. How's that going to impact you and where do you see this going into the future, mate?
Yeah, it's a tough one, mate. Over the last 6 years, Slade Fisheries have sort of made scallop processing its core business. It has. It's been good. It's a good business. We like doing it. We feel that we're good at it. We employ 30 people during the peak of the season, 7 people full-time, no matter what happens. They're always there. So the reform, getting to the reform, where it's done to us, and if we get shut out this 21-22 season, we're done, mate. I've got no resource for the staff. Right now, this cold store was built specifically for the storage of scallops. So, what are we going to put in it now? You know.
So what's your level of investment, mate? Not just in the retail but this part of the business.
Well, this cold store to replace right now would cost $700,000. The factory at the front, that would be another $500,000 to $600,000. We've got trucks, we've got mortgages here. We've got obviously our personal mortgage at home. Someone asked in the last fisheries meeting, how are you going to go home and explain that mum and dad have lost their jobs? You know,
yeah,
and that's what's happening here.
Yeah, look, this is not a good situation all around, not just for the catch sector, but I think this government, and particularly our minister, doesn't understand our supply chain. If you had a message to send to him, what would it be, mate?
Yeah, so my message here would be, the fishermen are going to be the first ones hit directly. These factories, and mine's no different to a lot of the other ones, Harvey Bay, Bundaberg, scallops have been the bread and butter for these factories to keep them going. When we don't have that, there's not a lot for these factories to do. The employment, like I said, we've got 30 people who work in here. We unfortunately don't need them outside of scallop processing, and that's a shame. That's $828,000 was our payroll expenses this year, and that financial year hasn't even finished yet. So that goes to zero. There's a lot of packaging, there's freight, there's the ongoing costs. And one big point that I'd like to mention is that this is a skilled labour, okay? If we lose that skill, which we will, the workers who come in here, they're going to have to go and find something else to do, whether they go to a complete industry or hospitality, whatever it is. When the fishery opens up in however long, we've lost that skill, and it is going to be bloody tough to get that back. It's going to cost everyone. It's going to cost the fishermen. It's going to cost the processing, and it's going to be slow. So we would like to see it just partly open in some way, just to keep it trickling through, keep that skill there, keep the factories open, keep the market open. Once we lose that market, it'll be taken up by something else.
Yeah, and nobody wants to see that.
We will struggle to get back to where we are now.
Yeah, mate. Look, I appreciate your time. I know this has hit you at the core, and I know it's hitting fishermen that are relying on that fishery being open. Lee, thank you for your time.
Not a problem, Eric. Thank you, mate.
All right, mate. Everyone, this is the QSIA video podcast series. Thanks again for joining us.